Good morning, good morning. I am Reverend Mavis Prince, and I'm here to talk to you about Matthew 28, 6 through 7. And it reads, "He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that, behold, I have told you." What I have told you, in other words, has happened. It has come to pass. Go and tell his disciples, who will become missionaries, of course, because this is the first mission to go and tell his disciples that, behold, I have told you, he is risen. See the place where he lay. He is risen as he said. So, it's sort of difficult for people who don't believe to understand the mission of Christ. Christ was sent by his Father to come and save a world that had fallen into sin after Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden. So there's been a constant effort to get back to the garden. And some people don't want to hear that. But I am a follower of Christ even since I was a child. This being resurrection morning, I think it's appropriate to talk about that. Fact that I am a follower of Christ and his mission has been successful in converting me. So what we have to understand is that after the resurrection begins the Great Commission. We have to believe that it's not just about the resurrection. Christ did everything that he said. He did everything that God told him to do. Go as I command you. And tell the people on earth about me. And Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew means to make disciples, and that is our mission now, as we are commissioned to make disciples of everyone that you meet who does not understand what Christ's life is good for. And a disciple is one who learns from another, and indicates a person whose life is bound up with that of Jesus. And so, the Bible says that there is a missionary purpose for all of the disciples and for all people who believe in God. It's a biblical basis for missions. And so, the missionary purpose is for the entire Bible. If God had not revealed himself in Scripture, we would only know that there is a creator and that we are sinners. But that's not sufficient. Lead us to God's saving knowledge and His saving power. Jesus is the only answer for our need for wholeness and salvation. We are sinners by birth and choice. That means that everyone must repent and be spiritually born again. Because sin separates us from God. And people are not saved until they hear the gospel and reject it as sinners. They are already condemned and hopeless. Therefore, God gives us the Bible that we might know Him and teach others and make Him known. Making God known is what the mission is all about. And the Bible shows us that God has a missionary heart. When we fall into sin, God came to Adam and Eve and announced in the first gospel, the proto-evangelion, that one was coming to destroy the work of the evil one. So Christ came to raise up tribes. So that He would be a light to the Gentiles. And so, we are all in God's missionary purpose. There are three different elements: the Gospel, the Great Commission, the Great Commandments, and the Great Compassion. And the Great Commission, Jesus teaches us to obey all that He has commanded. The Great Commandments teach us to love God and our neighbors. If we love God, we will obey His commands and strive through discipleship in our missions to make the whole world worship Him. If we love our neighbor, we want him to have eternal life, as God has promised. Because God says, "I am with you always, even to the end." And then there's the great compassion that characterizes Jesus' life and shapes our life. The Bible shows that Jesus had compassion for the crowds who were like sheep round about Him. He came to seek and save those who were lost. Our compassion should lead us to go then and preach the gospel. As disciple believers, to teach leaders and plant New Testament churches among them. The gospel is God's power to save all those who believe in Him. And Christ calls every Christian to participate in His global mission. For all who call on Jesus will be saved. We can't call on Him if we don't believe. We can't believe unless we hear. And so, we are called to minister and to teach and preach. All of us are ministers and all of us have a role in missions. No one is more important than the other. Goers or senders. We can't have one. I am. Tell me, after the resurrection morning, we have a charge. That charge is to go and save the world. Go and don't be afraid. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you, and remember, I'm with you. In other words, it says, I got your back, even to the end of the age. Amen. Mate to you. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And let's see what the next that's a little more. This is after the Sabbath, as the first night of the new week dawned, Mary, Magdalene, and the other Mary came. He vigiled over the tomb. Suddenly the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came down from heaven, right to where they were standing, and he rolled back the stone and sat on it. Shafts of lightning blazed from him. His garments shimmered snow white. The guards at the tomb were scared. They were so frightened they couldn't move. The angel spoke to the women, "There is nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised just like he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed. And go out quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead. He is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there." That's the message. Women, full of joy, lost no time in leaving the tomb. They ran to tell the disciples. Jesus met them, stopping them in their tracks. "Good morning," he said. They fell down to their knees, embraced his feet in worship, and Jesus said, "You're holding on to me for dear life. Don't be frightened like that. Go tell my brothers that they are to go to Galilee, and I'll meet them there." Meanwhile, the guards had scattered, and few of them went into the city and told the high priest everything that had happened. They called a meeting of the religious leaders and came up with a plan. They took a large sum of money and gave it to the soldiers, bribing them to say his disciples came in the night and stole the body. They told a lie. And these were who? These were the religious leaders who came up with this plot, this plan. Took a large sum of money and gave it to the soldiers, bribing them to say, "His disciples came in the night and stole his body while we were sleeping. If the governor hears about your sleeping on duty, we will make sure you don't get blamed." The soldiers took the bribe and did as they were told. Story cooked up in the Jewish High Council. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples were on their way to Galilee, headed up to the mountain Jesus had set for their reunion. The moment they saw him, they worshiped him. Some, though, held back, not sure about worship, about risking themselves totally. Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. "God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, making them by baptism in the threefold name, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this, day after day, right up until the end of the age." So, again, message reiterates the message that I gave to you, that upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have a commission or a mission, and that mission is to raise up those around us who have fallen into sin and tell them about the life of Jesus Christ. Raise them up from sin and bring them into the fold as followers of Christ. Because that is the commandment of Jesus Christ. He says, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you. So he's saying, as you go on these missions or this commission, I'll be with you always to the end of the age. Amen. So Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We thank you that his mission was fulfilled. He came to this world to teach and to be crucified and to be resurrected to prove your power. We thank you, Lord. We thank Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have been resurrected from our life of sin. And we pray that as we are commanded and commissioned, that we will be able to save others from their life of sin. And they will, too, learn to love their neighbor and to treat each other with respect and dignity as you have commanded us to build up your kingdom here on earth. Amen. Thank you for the mission. Amen. We praise you for this message. Amen.